and Sanjay Show. It's Monday, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Lante, Jeremy Werner, a guy that doesn't collapse on the last day at the Masters. Nope, Jeremy wouldn't do that. Jeremy.
No, because I would be 10, I'd probably be 100 strokes out by then.
You would shoot an 80 on the front nine at Augusta, correct? Right?
But hey, that'd be pretty good
for me. That wouldn't be bad. I tell you what, that'd be a 160. That's not a bad day, one-day total. That'd
probably be a record for me.
Let's go. Adam Harris from The Score and 670 is on. Adam, are you a golfer?
No, well, yeah, but I'm bad, just like everyone else.
Exactly.
Just like everyone else.
You go out there for the cart and the beer, right?
Exactly.
Exactly. You know, when Jeremy and I go to school together, I don't know if you remember Jeremy, but they would always have that great deal for students out on the orange and blue course, and it was like $8 for, like, twilight golf after three, and that's what I would do.
Just go out and hack around for a while?
That's what it was. It kind of looked like hacking around, absolutely.
That's Adam Harris from 670 The Score, a U of I graduate, as you heard. And Adam, we have two playoff teams in Chicago. We knew the Bulls were going to be it. They clinched the one seed over the weekend. But now the Blackhawks back into the playoffs. They play Vancouver starting Wednesday. Not exactly going in with a full steam ahead, though.
No, not at all. This is a lot different than last year. I know it's got a lot different feel. Yeah. I'm sure a lot of people are going to try and pretend like it doesn't, but... You know, the X factor is not here. We don't have Dustin Byfuglien to take care of Luongo, if you guys remember last year.
Sure.
It's just very interesting to think that they still might be able to pull this upset. I'm sure there's gonna be a lot of people that are gonna predict them to pull this upset. The feeling around here is that the Hawks can do it. You know, they can beat the Canucks. People wanted them to actually get the eight instead of having to move up and play different teams in the conference there. They thought they were confident against the Canucks, you know, and I'm not confident, like we talked about last week, in their lack of consistency all year. And their defense isn't very good. Yeah. And that's a big deal in playoffs.
Yeah, and drawing Vancouver, the Hawks are 2-2 against the Canucks this year. But they owned them in the playoffs last year. I think they scored 21 goals in their four wins against Luongo. And they kind of just owned Luongo.
Yeah, they did, absolutely. And you know, a lot of it was Dustin Byfuglien. But, you know, Jonathan Toews absolutely dominated. And I think what they're going to have to really do this series is rely heavily on their superstars. And they can't rely on those other guys they have there. They need to really rely on Hossa, Kane, Toews, and Duncan Keith needs to play better, too, because I have not been impressed with him this year. And if you rely on your superstars, that could maybe win you a series, I guess, because they have great players. You know, they have great superstars on their team.
Well, that's the truth, and so does Vancouver. Vancouver's got a team that they're solid, and they can get a lot of goals. I just think I'm looking forward to that series. I was kind of hoping the Hawks would be that eight seed so I could watch this Vancouver Blackhawks series, because I think it's going to be a fun one. And you can already see it right now, Adam. If they go to Vancouver and win one or two, wow, that whole city will start getting fired up again, won't they?
Oh God, they're gonna hate Luongo again, just like they ended up last year, you know. And I don't know about you guys, I hate that man as a fan of the team, and as a media member of the team, it's just, you know, I respect him, but I don't think he's that good. And I think he kind of chokes in big pressure situations. You know, a lot of easy goals kind of go by him. It's just gonna, again, I want to see Marian Hossa and Toews absolutely step up like crazy in these playoffs. I want to see them do what they're supposed to do. And I don't doubt that Toews will, but I don't think Marian Hossa does very good or does very well at putting the puck in the net when he has open chances. You know, he's very good at creating a lot of pressure, and he creates a lot of mismatches for his teammates to get open. But I want to see him put the puck in the net.
Adam Harris from 670 The Score joining us right now. And Adam, you talked about you need the stars. This is my last Blackhawks question, but the stars need to play big. But the Blackhawks have the role players to even make a run here. I mean, that's what really keyed them last year.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And I was one to downplay the fact that they lost all those role players this offseason. I was wrong. I didn't think it really mattered, but, you know, it matters a lot more than I thought. And I don't think they have the role players this year to kind of push through that. You know, losing Versteeg and even a guy like Andrew Ladd played well in the playoffs last year. Byfuglien, like we talked about, those are key players, and it's just a different type of locker room this year. I've been in the locker room a lot this year, actually, for a lot of the practices, and They're still jokey and stuff like that, but there's constant players in and out of there. You know, you got, you know, Scott, you know, going up and down a lot, or injuries all the time, and people coming up and down. It's different. It's a different locker room.
Adam Harris from The Score, 670 in Chicago. Adam, we're going to take a quick break. If you can hang on, we'll come back and talk Bulls basketball. We'll do that next with Adam Harris, Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.
April is minivan month at Shelby Motors. 2011 marks the 70th anniversary of the 4x4 icon, the Jeep. This is Jennifer Shelby, and there's so much going on at Shelby Motors, I invite you to join the fun. Whether you need a family hauler extraordinaire like Dodge Grand Caravan or Chrysler Town & Country, or a go-anywhere-do-anything Jeep brand vehicle, we have something for you. Let us help you put together the best deal. Use rebates plus bonus cash or take special finance. We do what works for you.
See dealer for details. Shelby Motors at the corner of Market View in Moreland or ShelbyMotors.com.
With spring just around the corner, get to jump on that new home you've been dreaming about. Hi, this is Ryan Dallas of the Ryan Dallas team at RE/MAX Realty Associates. Right now, we have the largest inventory of homes we've had in years. And with historically low mortgage rates, now's the perfect time to buy. So if your family is growing and you need more space, or if you just want to downsize, we can help. Visit my website at theryandallasteam.com or call my office at 373-4830. The Ryan Dallas team can handle all your buying or selling needs. The Ryan Dallas team, make the right move.
Mike Rowe talks with a real Ford service advisor about a big event.
Fiona, if I didn't know better, I'd say you're having some sort of, what, sales event?
Yes, we are. Big tire and brake sales event.
What are the important aspects of the sale?
Right now, we have special rebates, offers, and discounts.
Buy four select tires, get a $100 rebate, and that's on top of the low price tire guarantee. Open Saturday, no appointment necessary.
So you have a lot of tires, and it involves brakes, too.
Correct.
Which is why it's called the Big Tire and Brake Sales Event.
You're good.
Yeah, thank you.
Competitors add required for tire guarantee. See participating dealership or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 531-11.
Join the Champaign County YMCA on Saturday, April 16th at their Fitness and Family Center location at 707 North Country Fair Drive from 3 to 5 p.m. This free event is to encourage all kids and parents to be active each and every day. Help the YMCA to have Champaign's largest Zumba class. There will be family activities, gymnastics, obstacle courses, arts and crafts, and much more. Put play in your day, Champaign, and join the Champaign County YMCA on Saturday, April 16th.
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Latte, Jeremy Warner, it's the Tay and Jay Show, and we are talking with Adam Harris from 670, The Score.
And Adam, I was watching the Bulls and Magic when I should have probably been watching the Masters, but what an entertaining game that was. And what I love about this Bulls team is they wanted to win this game more than anything. And they already had the one seed, but they still wanted to win. That's why I love watching this team play basketball.
Oh, I agree with you that them wanting to win that game, they had no reason to go out there and do that. They're a young team. They buy into what Thibodeau says. It's just very fun to watch, like you said. Now, you think about that compared to the veteran teams in the playoffs right now and the Celtics, even the Magic, I would put as far as veteran playoff experience and the Heat, those type of teams, I don't know if they cared too much about the regular season as much as the Bulls did. And you saw the Bulls go crazy. They had something to prove, and you know, they ended up the one seed, the best team in the Eastern Conference. I mean, the Cavs were the one seed last year in the Eastern Conference also. The point I'm trying to make is that I think the Bulls will go to the finals, but it's just I'm very cautious that these veteran teams know that they don't need to burn themselves out during the regular season, and the playoffs are when they can click it on and off.
Yeah, and Adam, I know a lot of my friends and people I talk with in the media have been sitting there saying, can we just get to the playoffs already? I said, whoa, let's just enjoy this, because we know we know Boston can turn it on the playoffs like they did last year. We know Orlando's got the experience. They even had Dwight Howard yesterday, and they almost won that game. Yeah. And then you have the Miami Heat, which yesterday scared me as a Bulls fan. We saw Miami's guys finally seem to go, oh, now it's playoff time. And they beat Boston, and now they're in control of the two seed at least.
Yeah, that's true. The thing, though, I'm going to just discredit that whole Boston team. I want to play them in the playoffs. That game Thursday, man, like, I mean, I know the players are saying we didn't really want to win this game, blah, blah, and the Bulls really did, but did you see who they had coming off the bench?
Right.
You know, like, Delonte West is their, like, guy. That's their guy they rely on off the bench, and that's pathetic. And I didn't realize how bad that Kendrick Perkins trade made them. That was such a dumb trade, and you see those players coming off the bench, and you're like, you don't even know what to say. That's the Celtics. That's the powerhouse team that you thought was going to be scary in the playoffs. I want to play them now if I'm a Bulls, because that bench is horrific. And I know you have Pearson and Ray Allen and Kevin Garnett, but you saw what you do if you shut down Ray Allen to that team. And they try and bring someone to come and give them life off the bench, and no one's there. The Heat, I don't even know. I don't even know what to tell you. I don't even know what to say. I've never seen anything like this, because it makes sense to me. It's right. Made sense to me all year that they should be in the finals, because they have three Olympian basketball players on one NBA team, and that's they should win the championship. But they don't. They haven't shown that they know how to play as a team the whole year, and that's a huge factor. So I'm not scared of them as much as I think I should be, which worries me.
The one thing I think the Bulls have going for them, though, is I think they have the best closer in basketball. I mean, you sit there.
Ryan Franklin?
Yeah, right.
Oh.
I mean, Kobe Bryant, I think, has the crown still because he's Kobe Bryant. He has five titles. Right. But in the fourth quarter, I want Derrick Rose on my basketball team. I'm gonna bet on him every time. I mean, he just continues to get better and better every game.
I agree with you. It's something that I didn't think should be put on a point guard, and that's why I've always been cautious to say that. Right. Your best player be a point guard in a championship team, but he makes the key shot too, and he creates his own shot, and he's learned how to get to the line. And obviously I'm still saying Kobe's the best closer, but if you're going to look at the Eastern Conference, it's amazing, but Rose is ahead of LeBron James. LeBron James is showing he doesn't know how to close. I'd put Wade ahead of LeBron James.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't understand what's with that guy in the head. I've kind of developed some weird theory in my head that I think he's going to pull some sort of Barry Sanders stuff in his career where, like, it's just because I don't see the fight there in him. Like, I know he wants to win, but he doesn't want to win as much as I thought he did. And it's just Derrick Rose is the best closer. It's amazing how he creates his own shot.
Adam Harris from the Score 670 in Chicago. And, Adam, my question here about Thibodeau, probably going to be, obviously, Coach of the Year in the NBA. Is there any worry in Chicago about him getting in this playoff and knowing what to do and et cetera and taking this team to that next level?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. We have so much confidence in him as fans and even as media members here in Chicago. We talk about him like he is a veteran head coach in the NBA that's won a bunch of playoff games. That's what we talk about him like. It's amazing. And you really, it's a good point. You know, he hasn't even won one as a head coach yet. You know, he's never been there as a head coach. But the way he handles the team, maybe it's because we've swatched Vinny Del Negro the past 2 years, but the way he handles the team is just very refreshing. The way he gets Derrick Rose and guys like Carlos Boozer, and, you know, you don't have to really say much to get Noah to try, but, like, he gets them to buy in, and we think he's a very smart, intelligent basketball coach. He's out-coached coaches this year, like Greg Popovich and Doc Rivers. I'm not even going to mention Spoelstra because he's kind of a joke, but he's just very smart.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I have faith in him as a Bulls fan. I mean, he coached those Celtics teams on from the bench, those Doc Rivers teams. So I have faith in him. But Adam Harris, 670 The Score. You can go to 670score.com. He writes a blog on there.
Oh, nice.
And you can also hear him. He's the producer for the Danny Mac Show. So, Adam, we always appreciate having you on.
Yeah, man, I love talking with you guys. Thank you.
I appreciate it, Adam Harris. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right, that is Adam Harris from 670 The Score in Chicago.
They play the Pacers in the first round. How many think that's going?
Four.
Four.
Three.
Sweet.
Four. Can you win it in three nowadays?
No.
Okay,
it's
four.
Seven-game series.
Four, that's when it's going. All right, it's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.